Today you're going to hear an awesome story of redemption. And we would love for you to take one of our prayer cards. Carlos has one with his beautiful family. I have one there as well, and we have some brochures on the prison ministry, so you're welcome to take them. Carlos is an ordained minister of our OMS-founded church. He spent time in prison, and you're going to hear that story. One of the things I love about Carlos, he's always got a smile. Doesn't matter what he's going through. And one of the things that has drawn me to Carlos and his family, his wife, or my dearest friends, is how Carlos has handled deep suffering in his life. And you're going to hear this today. I'd just like to read, I'd like to read from Jeremiah a few verses. I just want to say this too. I just like he helped me here. Those of you who know Spanish, sometimes I go beyond what Carlos says, but we do this to save time and to take the maximum of this half hour that we have. In Jeremiah 18, it says, the Lord gave another message to Jeremiah, and he said, go down to the shop where the clay pots are and jars are, and I will speak to you while you are there. So I did as he told me, and I found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was working on did not turn out as he had hoped. So the potter smashed the jar into a lump of clay and started again. Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, can I not do with you as the potter has done to his clay? As clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands. Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. We need you. Come, Holy Spirit, in your own gentle way. We ask that you will, your anointing will come on this hour, and that our hearts, our minds, will be attuned to what the Holy Spirit is speaking into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Carlos drove up to the women's prison to pick up somebody. And just as he got there on his motorcycle, he felt lead in his side. He knew it was again. So he gets off his motorcycle, and first thing he smiles, and he says, God bless you. And the young man tries to get on the motorcycle, and Carl says, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You can't steal that motorcycle. It's in the service of the King. And every time the guy tried to get on it, it was like a hot potato. It went from one side to the other side. The other hired killer over there was saying, come on, he's giving you the bike. Let's roll. So finally, Carlos said, the Holy Spirit told me to be quiet. So the guy got on the bike and away he went. And Carlos jumps on the prison paddy wagon and he says to the officers, he says, let's go after her. Let's go after them. And they had watched the whole thing. And they looked like him. He was crazy. They said, you know, your motorcycle's gone. There's nothing we can do. And Carlos said, the scripture says that faith is the evidence of things not seen. And I see my bike parked down by the main drag down there. Well, there's nothing to lose. And Carlos said, the bike's in the service of the King of Kings, and they cannot steal it because there's power in the blood. So they drive around. It's about three blocks, and they come down to the turn. And sure enough, right when they're getting down to the main drag, the motorcycle's parked by the side of the road. There's a guy there screaming at the top of the lungs. A crowd's beginning to gather. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. And by the time Carlos gets there, he's eagle spread. The 38's in his belt. And the guards come, and the police come. And they arrest him. And Carlos went up to him, the terrified young man. And Carlos asked for his cell phone back. And he gave it. He was terrified. Carlos said, what happened? He'd come right up against the army of God. This is the way Carlos lives. But how did this happen? Carlos was a little boy growing up in the rural area in the Andean Mountains, 3 hours from Medellin. Loved the outdoors. Farm boy. Loved the smell of molasses. They make hard sugar cane. They make brown sugar called panela. He loved the sweet smell. Everything, he was in a paradise. But that paradise was shattered. One day when his mother was getting stuff out of the grain bin, the lid hit her in the back of the head. She was only 42. And she said, Carlitos, go and get a doctor. And he ran to the center. They ended up taking his mother into Medellin. And the last word she said to him was, please take care of your younger brothers and sisters. Carlos was only 13. The youngest ones were 4, 3, and 1. Devastated by this pain, he turned to his father, and his father took him that Saturday as they took the sugar down to sell, took him into the local tavern, and they gave him a drink of alcohol. And Carlos took one drink and it tasted terrible. He made a face and all the men in the prison laughed. All the men in the bar tavern laughed at him. And he said, well, I had to play the man. So I drank it and had my first hangover at 13. And I began to see that drugs and this kind of thing helped block out the pain, the emptiness I felt in my life. My uncle became involved in the drug trafficking. Pablo Escobar married into his family. And so they put a laboratory right in the valley where Carlos lived. And Carlos began at 14 sweeping the laboratory, and he saw this white powder when he was sweeping up on Saturdays at the end of the week. He began to experiment and became one of the best chemists, producing 500 kilos of cocaine. Kilo back then was $2,000 in Colombia, $20,000 hitting the shores of the United States, and $70,000 on the street. But Carlos said, all that money and everything, I just wasted it. Women, drink, but my life was empty. I took myself a wife, had a son, two sons. One day I was in a fight with my wife. She took off with the little one and left me with a 2.5-year-old. I thought, well, they're going to have a fiesta at the laboratory, so I'll go up there and maybe this will help. He had a new weapon. He had a 22, and he was showing it off. And what he never dreamed, what he thought was empty, it went off, and it went right through his 2.5-year-old. And he saw his little boy go flying through the air, and he ran and grabbed him, and he said, God, save my son. And he said, the pain, I just wanted to die. And my cousin was taking me to where the small clinic was in the village. I just wanted to grab the steering wheel, go off the precipice. But when we got there, the surgeon, the medic stuck a scalpel in my son. He was drowning in his liquid. And Carlos said, I reached for my gun. I was sure he just finished killing my son off, just like the Wild West. But Giovanni gasped. The young medic saved his life. They took him to Medellin. They said he'll never walk. The bullet had gone right in by his spine. But Carlos said, God, I don't want my son just to live. I want my son to be able to walk. And Carlos saw the glory of God before he ever knew who God was personally. And 3 days later, Giovanni walked. And the mafia came in and paid his bills. And, you know, once you cry out to God, and then you forget what you've prayed. And he said, Carlos says, I did the same thing. I forgot what God had done in my life. Went back to escorting the cocaine and being a bodyguard for my uncle. But God heard my cry. And he got caught by the police, the drug police, landed in prison, landed in a rural prison. And he was in there and he thought, man, we got to get out of here. There were all these hired killers in there and they were just wasting their time, he thought. So he was a carpenter and he could smuggle. He said, I'm going to try to smuggle a piece of wood in and out and see what happens. So the day they were going to smuggle in a weapon, his brother was going to bring it. God had a master plan. He sent an earthquake that shook the whole prison up. And Carlos found himself shipped off into Bella Vista, and he was terrified. All he knew when he landed in Bella Vista prison was that there was little way he'd get out alive. This was the time when there was the height of the killings in the prison. And here's where Carlos landed. When I landed in prison, I was just, this is a perfect example of what I looked like. I was absolutely garbage. I wasn't worth anything.
Y era tan, yo me sentía como esto, pero sabe una cosa, que allá me encontré con un reciclador, el mejor reciclador que ha pisado la tierra, que es Jesucristo.
This is what I felt like. Ugly, the sin had destroyed me. But in prison, I found the best recycler.
Para los hombres era esta basura. Mi familia estaba feliz que yo estaba en la cárcel.
For society, this is a piece of junk. My family was happy I was in prison.
Yo era una vergüenza para la familia, para la sociedad, y esto era Carlos cuando cayó a la cárcel. Nada, una basura.
I was a total disgrace for my family, for society. This was Carlos. This was me when I landed in prison.
Nadie daba un peso por mí.
No one would give a dime for me.
Pero la palabra de Dios dice que de lo vil y menospreciado del mundo escogió Dios para avergonzar a los sabios.
But God has chosen the vile and the worthless of this world to shame the wise.
Y empecé con un grupo de 6 muchachos a leer la Biblia y a buscar la presencia de Dios.
I began with 6 men. They were different. They were fellow prisoners. But I began to meet with them and began to study the scriptures with them.
Algo que me movió el corazón es saber que alguien me amaba. Uno de ellos puso la mano encima y me dijo, Jesús te ama.
One thing that really had a tremendous impact on me was that one of the fellows put his hand on me and said, Carlos, Jesus loves you.
Y yo, ¿cómo puede ser que alguien me ama si aún mi familia y todos están felices que estoy acá en la cárcel?
How could anybody love me now that I'm here in prison?
Y me dijeron que Jesús quería trabajar dentro de mi corazón, que le invitara a entrar y que él quería hacer algo especial en mí.
And they said, God wants to change you. He wants to transform you. He wants to come and live inside your life.
Y me invitaron a recibir a Jesús en mi corazón y eso fue lo más precioso que he tenido en mi vida.
And they invited me to accept Jesus into my heart. And I prayed, and they led me in prayer and confessing my sins and asking Jesus to come in and live in my life. This was the most precious thing that had ever happened to me.
Yo sentí que él entró a mi corazón y había un gozo, había una alegría que nunca he querido perder.
And when Jesus came into my life, there was a joy that I never had ever experienced and I never ever wanted to lose.
Y para mucha gente seguro seguían viendo esta figura porque era el mismo Carlos.
And for many people, you know, it was rough and just this is what they saw. They saw the exterior of me, but they did not know what God had done in me.
Pero Dios estaba trabajando dentro de mí, dentro de mi corazón.
But God was working inside of my heart.
Porque Jesús no empieza a trabajar de afuera para adentro, sino de adentro hacia afuera. Y lo que somos adentro lo reflejamos afuera.
God begins to work inside of our lives. He wants to transform our lives from the inside out. And make us like himself.
Esto es lo que el hombre ve, pero Dios ve el corazón.
This is what man sees, but God sees the heart. He sees what we'll be like if we allow ourselves to be in the potter's hand, in the craftsman's hand.
Cuando recibí a Cristo en el corazón, la figura cambió.
When I received Jesus into my life, the figure took a different form.
Y ya no era esto, sino que yo sentí que la sangre de Cristo me había limpiado y había hecho una figura nueva.
When I landed in prison, this is what I was like. But when Christ came into my life, I felt like I was brand new.
Y Dios empezó a hacer un proceso en mi corazón a través de la Biblia. Empecé todos los días a aprender 1 o 2 versículos y los compartía en todo el patio.
I began to... My hunger for God, I began to read the Bible every day and I would memorize scripture and I would share the word of God every single day with the other prisoners that were in prison.
Y a toda la gente le estaba diciendo, gracias a Dios por traerlo a este lugar porque aquí vas a conocer a Jesús.
And I'd go up to a prisoner and I'd say, thank God that you're in prison because God brought you here to prison so that you can know about Jesus.
Algunos no lo entendían ni le daba rabia conmigo, pero bueno, era lo que yo sentía decir a la gente. Yo estaba feliz que estaba en la cárcel.
Of course, some of them didn't like it at all, what I said to them, but I couldn't help it. I just wanted them to know the same joy that I had.
Juan 8:36 dice que, así que si el Hijo os libertare, seréis verdaderamente libres.
In John it says that, if the Son shall set you free, you'll be truly free in every way.
Yo estaba en la prisión, pero estaba libre espiritualmente.
I was in prison, but I was totally free.
Empecé a vivir la vida cristiana en la cárcel y fue algo precioso.
I began to live my Christian life, my Christian walk inside of prison.
Porque,
and it was precious.
Como la iglesia primitiva, todo lo teníamos en común. Si teníamos un huevo, lo partíamos entre 6.
We it was just like the primitive church behind bars. If we had one egg, we had everything in common. We shared that one egg with 6 people.
Yo no sé si entiende lo que voy a decir, pero yo añoro esos tiempos en la presencia de Dios en la prisión.
You might not understand this, but I long for those priceless moments in the presence of Jesus in prison.
Es un evangelio puro,
It's a pure gospel, real.
Donde las cargas de los unos las tienen los otros, es algo precioso.
It's where your burdens, the things that problems that weigh you down, the other brothers share it with you.
Y a través de la Biblia empecé a mirar que Dios tiene un proceso en cada uno de nosotros.
And as I began to study the scriptures, I began to realize that God has for each one of us a perfect plan that He is working in. He wants to make us into His image.
Él quiere una buena figura.
God wants a perfect image. He wants to make us like Himself.
Y eso lo conseguimos en el día a día, en la presencia de Dios, leyendo la palabra.
The only way that we're going to have this is in intimacy with God and being in His presence and reading His word.
Y de pronto sentí que me habían engañado porque yo tenía muchos problemas, pero estaba feliz en mi corazón.
Now I thought maybe they've deceived me, because I had a lot of problems. Becoming a Christian didn't solve my problems, but it didn't change the deep joy I had inside.
Y por problemas que tuviera, había una alegría dentro de mí.
And it didn't matter how many problems or difficulties I had, there was joy, true, real joy in my heart.
Yo sentía muchas veces que el Señor me llevaba en los brazos.
Many times I just felt like I was being carried in the shepherd's hands.
Y hace 16 años que conozco a Jesús y nunca he dejado de compartir a la gente que Jesús les ama, donde quiera que estoy.
I found Jesus 18 years ago and I've never stopped ever sharing with those around me who Jesus is and His love for them.
Y gracias a Dios no necesité un centro de rehabilitación para salir del mundo de las drogas. Bastó con recibir a Cristo en mi corazón y Él cambió todo lo que había.
Thank God that we don't have to go to a rehabilitation center to be set free from drugs. God set me free instantly from years of drug addiction.
Uno de los problemas que tuve fue que al salir, hablé de Cristo a mi hermano, no quiso recibir a Jesús, sino que él estaba feliz con sus armas.
When I was able to get out of prison, I remember trying to talk to my brother and share him, and he said, no, my guns are going to help me, they're going to save me.
Pero un día, esas armas que él tenía, esos diosesitos pequeños, lo dejaron avergonzado.
One day those gods that he had, those little gods as I say, they left him disgraced.
Y le pegaron primero cuatro tiros y casi muere.
And the first attempt on his life, they riddled him with four bullets.
Y yo vi la gloria de Dios al salvar su vida ahí, pero él no la vio.
I saw the glory of God and that He spared out on his life.
Y siguió en su vida de delincuencia, pero 8 meses más tarde le repitieron la dosis.
But my brother didn't. He went back into his life of crime, and eight months later they gave him the same doses.
Le pegaron 11 tiros.
They gave him this time 11 gunshot wounds.
El último tiro lo pegaron con su diosesito que tenía un revólver calibre 38.
The last shot they gave him was with his own 38 that he had on him.
Cuando estaba en el suelo lo cogieron y pegaron el último tiro. El tiro en Colombia llaman tiro de gracia. Lo pegaron acá y entró por un oído y le salió por el otro.
They gave him what they call in Colombia the shot of grace. They stick it right here and the bullet went in this side and came out the other side when he was lying on the ground.
Así le entraba la palabra de Dios a él, y a mucha gente también pasa lo mismo.
And this is like what this bullet went right through him, just like the word of God many times goes into our lives. It comes in and just goes right out.
Pero Dios fue muy bueno con las oraciones que yo estaba haciendo en favor de mi hermano.
But God was gracious in the prayers that I was doing for praying for my brother.
A pesar de tener todos estos tiros, yo estaba seguro que mi hermano se iba a salvar. Y pensaba en la historia de Lázaro. Lázaro estaba podrido, tenía 4 días de muerto y Dios lo levantó.
I began to think, my brother, when they called me, I was in prayer for him, and I wondered how in the world God could raise him up. But I thought of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead 4 days, and yet God raised him from the dead.
Y llevaba más de 10 horas en el quirófano y no moría. Entonces yo pedí al médico que me dejara entrar a orar por él para que él recibiera a Cristo en su corazón.
He'd been 18 hours in the hospital and in the operating room, and they were working on him. Carlos said, I want to go in and see him.
Para los médicos y para toda la gente no era posible que él viviera.
He was not going to live. The medical doctor said he would not live.
Tenía cinco tiros en la cabeza. Eso es casi imposible que haya un milagro.
He had five gunshot wounds to the head. It'd be a miracle for him to live.
Pero yo entré, pedí a él, estando en coma, que hiciera la oración de fe conmigo, y yo todo lo estaba haciendo por fe, porque él tenía sus ojos ahí, estaba en coma. Pero estaba seguro que en su mente había hecho la oración de fe y que ya se iba a salvar.
And you know, when I saw my brother there, as Carlos said many times, it looked, I could see how the devil pays. My brother was all beat up, and I said I knew he couldn't hear me. He had a tracheotomy, he couldn't speak. But I let him in the sinner's prayer. They asked Jesus into his heart. And when he finished praying, I could see a tear stream down his face. And I was sure that Arcángel accepted Jesus.
Dios hizo todo un milagro con la vida de él y se salvó hasta que él con sus propias palabras confesó a Jesús como Señor y Salvador, y 40 días después de este atentado murió por un dolor de estómago, y estoy seguro que está en la presencia de Dios.
My brother, God worked a miracle. God allowed him to live. He lived actually 6 weeks. And during that time he was able to give public testimony that Jesus Christ was his Lord. And then the Lord took him into his presence. And I'll just say this about Carlos. He was at the waiting room. There was an engineer. There was a lawyer. And Carlos had always thought, well, God, take me out to the country to preach the gospel because I'm not educated. He'd only had up to fifth grade when his mother died. Later he finished his studies, but he wanted to go out anywhere. But that day when his brother was dying, Carlos led an engineer and the lawyer to Christ. And he saw that God could use him just as he was. Not just with the prisoners, but with anybody.
Cuando él muere, yo hago todo el entierro, hacemos todo. Yo lloraba porque era mi hermano, pero estaba una alegría dentro porque él estaba en la presencia de Dios.
I went, when we had the service, the funeral service for him, there was a deep joy. Even though I cried, I knew the certainty that my brother was in the presence of Jesus.
Y estaba pensando, qué bueno perdonar a esta persona, pero yo no sabía qué iba a pasar, mi reacción cuando de pronto Dios lo pusiera al asesino de mi hermano de frente a mí.
I wondered how I could reach the assassin, the person that had killed my brother. And I wondered how I would react if I found myself face to face with the killer of my brother.
Y un día lo encontré en la prisión y fue una lucha. Le hablo, pero es que él mató a mi hermano. Y Dios me llevó a trabajar con él.
I saw him in prison one day, Alirio, and in the flesh, you know, I thought, do I talk to him? No, I don't want to talk to him. But the Holy Spirit challenged me to speak to him.
Y siempre estaba llevándole alguna cosa para ganar su atención, pero yo sabía que él no iba a comer lo que yo llevaba, pero ahí lo tenía en la mano.
Every time I went to go into the prison, I'd take him something to eat. But, you know, I know he wouldn't eat it. He didn't trust me, you know, because in prison you poison people. So, and he knew what I had done.
Y pasaron varios meses donde yo oraba fuertemente a Dios por él y decía, Señor, es que él puede reemplazar a mi hermano nuevamente.
And I really prayed for him. God gave, put a love in my heart. I prayed for him and I said, God, he could replace my brother.
Pero era muy difícil hablar de Jesús con él.
It was very difficult to speak to him about Jesus.
Y un viernes en la mañana entré, voy a buscarlo y me dicen, lo mataron esta mañana.
I went in and they said, well, they've killed him this morning.
Cuando me dicen cómo fue la cosa, yo bajo a la guardia y la guardia me dice, no, es que es muy de buena porque hay un médico cardiólogo, pero necesitan 10 donantes de sangre. Es imposible que se hombre salve.
And so I went to the hospital. The guard, very unusual, told Carlos where he was because they'll go into the hospital and kill off the person if he's not already dead. But he told Carlos, he trusted Carlos. And so when he went there, the medical doctor says, yeah, but he needs a lot of blood donors to do the operation. I think we can save his life.
Y yo estaba muy preocupado porque era un alma que se iba a perder.
I was very concerned because he was a soul that was going to go into Christless eternity.
Entonces llamé a Janine, sabía que estaba en clase en el seminario.
So he said, I called Janine, I knew she was in seminary.
Y no pude contener mis lágrimas cuando le decía, es que el que mató a mi hermano va a morir y no lleva a Cristo en su corazón y necesita 10 donantes de sangre. Ella contó su historia en la clase y todos fueron para donar.
I couldn't contain my tears when I called Janine and I said, you know, I need people to give blood. The fellow that killed my brother is dying, and I don't want him to go to I don't want him to go to hell. If I need help.
Fue todo un milagro que este hombre se salvara. Hicieron cirugía corazón abierto y se salvó. Pero antes de entrar al quirófano, él había hecho la oración de fe.
But it was amazing. Janine brought down the seminary students. They donated blood. And he went into surgery. But before he went into surgery, I went up to him and I said, you know, you might not come out of this open heart surgery alive. It's important to receive Jesus into your heart. And before he went into the operating room, Alidio prayed the sinner's prayer with me. And I had the joy of leading my brother's killer to Jesus.
Y llegó su familia, no tenía dónde llegar, entonces les invité a llegar a mi casa. Ellos sabían toda la historia, que él había matado a mi hermano, pero no tenían otra opción, tenían que llegar a mi casa.
And the family was from the country, they didn't know their way around, so I invited them to my own home. They knew the situation, but I invited them into my home.
Y mi esposa estaba feliz de poder ayudar a ellos también.
And my wife was very happy to be able to serve them.
Ellos también llegaron a Cristo y bueno, luego Dalirio se salvó.
The wonderful thing is this whole family came into the kingdom, came to know Jesus as their personal Savior, and Alidio lived.
Algo que me pareció muy lindo es una vez que yo no pude ir a la prisión y llevar sus medicinas.
One time when I couldn't go to the prison and take his medications, because they don't give you your medications, you have to take them into the prison.
Yo pido a uno de los compañeros de la confraternidad llevar estas medicinas que necesitaba para
ese
día.
So another person with prison fellowship that works with me took the medications into the prison.
Y este hombre sale de la cárcel hablando a todo el mundo que lo que él había dicho, estaba llorando.
And so he came back to me and he told me he was crying. He said this, the fellow said, told him what he had said.
Le dijo a este hombre, le dije, Jesús sí existe.
He said Jesus is real.
Y yo lo veo en Carlos porque él es el mejor hombre que yo tengo para mis drogas y para todo. Siempre está pendiente de mí y él sabe que yo maté a su hermano.
I know that Jesus is real because Carlos is very concerned about me. He brings me in the medications that I need. I know that he cares about me and I know that Jesus is real.
Para él era muy duro que yo, siendo el afectado que me había hecho daño, estuviera sirviéndole.
It was very hard for him to receive this love, this care from me, knowing that I knew that he'd killed my brother.
Pero sabe una cosa, en la Biblia encontramos eso. Jesús, le daban en la cara y él no hacía nada. Pedro lo negó y él solamente obraba con amor. Solamente castigaba con amor.
We see this with Jesus. Jesus said, you know, if someone hits you on one cheek, give the other cheek. And Peter betrayed him. But Jesus only showed love.
Y nosotros somos cristianos, seguidores de Cristo, y debemos hacer lo que Jesús hacía, y era eso, perdonar y amar.
But this is what Jesus wants us to do. We say we are Christians, but we are Christians when we are truly willing to forgive those who wrong us.
Cuando Alirio salió de la cárcel, él fue a vivir a mi casa.
When Alirio came out of prison, I invited him and he came and lived in my house.
Y se convirtió en alguien tan especial porque me llevaba desayuno a la cama, barría la casa, organizaba todo bien, lo que no hacía mi hermano, era antes mejor.
He was better, my brother, in one sense, because when he came to live in my house, he'd bring me breakfast in bed, he'd clean my house. You know, this was really great.
Pero un día él había matado mucha gente.
He was a terrible terrible assassin, as they say in Colombia, and he'd killed a lot of people.
Y un día salió al centro y lo mataron.
One day he went out to town in Medellin. Medellin's a city of 3.5 million. He went out to downtown and they killed him.
Eso para mí fue muy duro.
And that was really hard for me.
Es como haber perdido otro hermano porque se convirtió en alguien muy especial para mí.
It was like losing another brother.
Pero siempre me acompaña una alegría de que también se salvó y un día me voy a encontrar con él en la presencia del Señor.
But the joy I have is that I knew that he came into a saving knowledge of Christ and one day I will see him again in heaven.
Pero yo tengo que esforzarme por ser valiente, por vivir para Cristo acá en la tierra. conservar la santidad, que es lo que nos lleva a la presencia de Dios.
One of the things in my own life, just sharing personally, I want to live my life in holiness. I want to live my life pure so that God can continue to use me in any way and that there'll be no obstacle in my life.
Y siempre pienso, bueno, soy un ser humano y tengo dificultades, tengo problemas.
I think many times, well, you know, I'm just a human being. I have trouble. I have problems.
Pero me anima mucho leer la palabra en Salmo 101:6.
But Psalm 101:6 really ministers to my own heart.
Dice, mis ojos pondré sobre los fieles de la tierra para que estén conmigo.
I will put my eyes upon those who are faithful, the ones who are faithful.
El que anda en el camino de la perfección, ese me servirá.
The one who walks in the way, in the conduct of perfection, without blame, this person will serve me.
Y no somos perfectos, pero estamos en el camino.
The one thing that encourages me, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm on the way, in the way of perfection.
Y el apóstol Pablo dice que no es que lo haya alcanzado ya ni que sea perfecto.
Paul says, it's not that I've arrived, but I press on to the goal for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Pero cada día debemos dejar lo que queda atrás y extendernos a lo que está adelante.
We need to leave the past behind and stretch forth to that which is ahead, which God is calling us to.
Y un día vamos a alcanzar la figura perfecta.
One of these days, if we allow ourselves to be molded in God's hands, we are going to reach the perfection that God wants for us.
Quizá va a ser cuando estemos en la presencia de Dios, pero Él quiere una buena figura de
God
usted.
God wants to make an object of beauty out of our lives, regardless of where we start from.
Y en la vida cristiana no debemos ser raquíticos y quedarnos ahí donde estamos.
We in our Christian lives, we need to be growing. We can't stay there and be children. We got to grow into the fullness of Christ.
Siempre hay que crecer.
We always need to grow.
Yo tengo una pregunta para ustedes en esta mañana.
I have a question for each one of you today.
¿Dónde va el proceso de Dios en su vida?
Where is the process of God today in your life?
Muchas veces sentimos mal, sentimos que estamos solos, pero recuerde que el Señor es nuestro pastor y nada nos faltará.
Sometimes, you know, it might be hard. We might be going through difficult times. But we need to remember that God is our shepherd.
Y recuerde que usted es una ovejita en las manos del Señor.
And you are just a lamb in his hands.
Él quiere llevarlo en sus brazos.
And he wants to carry you in his hands.
¿Qué mejor que dar a Dios lo mejor que tenemos, nuestra juventud?
What a more priceless thing to be able to do, to give him our youth.
Y llevar el mensaje de Cristo a donde quiera que estemos.
And to share Jesus with everyone, regardless of who they are.
Hay algo que me parece muy, bueno, que es de orgullo y sería que es muy bacano.
Okay. Sí.
Tener el diploma de Asbury College. Es
so
muy
one
bonito.
Thing to be really, really, really wonderful is to be able to have the diploma from Asbury College.
Pero el día que partamos de esta tierra, esa historia queda ahí en la pared.
But the day we leave this earth, our diploma's there on the wall.
Y yo les invito a que tengan el mejor diploma, es que sus nombres estén inscritos en el libro de la vida.
I want you to invite you to have the best diploma possible, that your name is written in the book of life.
Ese es el que nos va a llevar a la eternidad.
That's the one that will take us into eternity with Jesus.
Yo les invito, si alguno no ha recibido a Cristo en su corazón o quiere hacer nuevamente sus votos, para que ore conmigo recibiendo a Jesús nuevamente en sus corazones.
Even though you're here in a Christian college, I want to invite you, if there's someone here, one person, who's never accepted Christ as his Savior, I want to invite you to receive Jesus into your heart.
Y yo creo que hoy es el día de dejar todo lo que queda atrás y empezar una nueva vida en Cristo.
Today's the day to leave behind what you've done in the past and come to Jesus and let him transform your life.
Vamos a orar, y el que quiera repetir conmigo la oración de fe, qué bueno que lo pueda hacer en esta mañana.
And I want to invite you just to repeat with me this prayer.
Señor Jesús, reconozco que soy pecador.
Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner.
Y reconozco que separado de ti no puedo hacer nada.
And I know that without you I can do nothing.
Quiero empezar una nueva vida en esta mañana.
I want to begin a new life in you, Jesus.
Escribe mi nombre en el libro de la vida.
Please write my name down in the book of life.
Y ayúdame de hoy en adelante.
Help me, Jesus, from now on.
Que el Espíritu Santo me dirija a toda verdad.
That the Holy Spirit will lead me into all truth.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
While your heads are still bowed, we're about to close. But I just want to close with prayer. And as if there's anyone here who would like to come to the altar, who says, I want my life to be in the Master's hands. I want to give my life, like Carlos has given his life, to be in the Master's hands and allow God to transform and to make me into the man or the woman that God wants me to. And as I pray, feel free to come down. They're going to be playing a song. And as I pray, just come on down and pray. The altar is always open in Hughes. This is a place where we can make a commitment, seal what God has spoken to our hearts. Come. Jesus, let the words that you have spoken into our hearts not be forgotten. We pray that the Holy Spirit will work deeply and that will work in our lives. We can be clay in the potter's hand and allow you to transform us, to make us like your Son. Lord Jesus, holy, perfect in you. In Jesus' name, amen.